All right, let's dive into this deep dive you requested.
Deep dive.
And it looks like it's all about the future of travel and whether or not AI can actually make travel more human.
More human, yeah. Which
is very interesting,
a
but
very interesting question.
yeah.
I've got your notes, study guide, content guide, and then a really intriguing blog post from a company called L'Luxure.
Interesting.
And
Sounds fancy.
it sounds pretty fancy, yeah.
Yeah.
They seem to think the answer is a resounding yes.
Okay.
And they're betting big on something called hospitality vibes.
Hospitality vibes.
Hospitality
I like it
vibes.
already.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we have here? L'Luxure.
Yeah, so L'Luxure, it looks like,
Luxury travel.
is a luxury travel and hospitality group based in America.
Ah, Mallorca. Nice.
And
So they're using AI not just for the, kind of expected efficiency boosts like we see everywhere else, but actually to amplify the emotional side of the travel experience. Okay, that's a bit different than the usual robots taking our jobs narrative.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So how are they using AI in ways that don't make it feel like a cold, impersonal experience?
Yeah, well, picture this. You arrive at your luxury hotel after a long flight.
Okay.
Okay, and instead of waiting in line to check in, you just walk straight to your room,
I like it.
where a virtual concierge powered by AI has already adjusted the temperature and lighting to your
Oh,
preferences
wow.
based on data pulled from your previous stays or even social media activity.
Okay.
Meanwhile, an actual human staff member is waiting to greet you with a refreshing drink,
I can get used to this.
right, and a personalized itinerary based on your interests.
Okay.
It's seamless, efficient, and still has that personal touch.
Okay, so the AI is handling all the logistics, freeing up the staff to actually focus on the human element. That
Exactly.
makes sense. But what about these hospitality vibes? What are those exactly, and how do they fit into this whole picture?
Hospitality vibes is a term coined by Dr. Mengmei Maggie Chen,
Okay.
and it essentially boils down to the positive energy created through genuine human interaction.
Okay.
Think about those moments when you felt a real connection with someone while traveling. Maybe it was a local sharing their favorite hidden gem or a fellow traveler you bonded with over a shared experience.
Yeah.
L'Luxure wants to cultivate those moments intentionally.
So it's about designing experiences that encourage those authentic connections. How are they doing that? Are we talking group activities, special events?
Both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they host intimate events that go beyond the typical tourist fare. Think private cooking classes with renowned Majorcan chefs, where you learn to prepare traditional dishes, or exclusive vineyard tours led by local winemakers who share their passion and expertise.
Okay.
These experiences are designed to connect guests with the local culture
Yeah.
and with each other.
That's a really interesting approach.
Yeah.
It seems like they're targeting a very specific type of traveler,
Okay, right.
someone who craves those deeper connections and authentic experiences.
You're right.
Yeah.
In fact, they seem to be especially focused on the booming solo travel market.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, your study guide mentioned that a whopping 76% of
Wow.
millennials and Gen Z are planning solo trips.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
These travelers are looking to explore the world on their own terms, but they also value meaningful connections and cultural immersion.
That makes a lot of sense. But wouldn't solo travelers, by definition, want some alone time?
Right.
How does luxury balance that desire for solitude with the need for connection?
It's all about choice.
Okay.
They offer a variety of options from personalized itineraries that allow for independent exploration to group activities designed specifically for solo travelers.
Okay.
For example, imagine you're interested in hiking.
Yeah.
L'Luxure could arrange a private guided hike through the Tramontana Mountains with a local expert.
Nice.
Or you could join a small group hike with other solo travelers who share your passion for adventure.
Oh, cool.
It's about creating opportunities for connection without forcing it.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're trying to thread a very fine needle here,
Right.
using AI to create personalized experiences
Yeah.
while also fostering genuine human connection.
It's a tough balance.
How do they ensure that the technology doesn't overshadow the human element?
That's where emotional intelligence comes in.
Okay.
L'Luxure emphasizes training their staff to be incredibly attentive and empathetic. They want their staff to be able to read those subtle cues to anticipate a guest's needs before they even have to ask.
So it's not just about using AI to collect data on guest preferences.
Right.
It's about using that data to empower their staff to provide truly personalized service.
Exactly. Okay. Imagine a scenario where you mentioned to a staff member that you're feeling a bit homesick. Later that day, you return to your room to find a handwritten note and a small care package with some local treats that remind you of home.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the kind of thoughtful gesture that goes beyond the typical hotel experience and creates a genuine sense of connection.
Yeah, it sounds like they're really going above and beyond to create that wow factor, but in a way that feels authentic and human-centered.
Yeah.
It's not just about luxury for luxury's sake. It's about creating a truly meaningful experience.
For sure.
This is making me rethink my next vacation.
Really?
I'd love to experience this kind of personalized hospitality.
Well, maybe a trip to Mallorca is in your future.
Maybe.
But what's even more interesting is that this focus on emotional intelligence isn't unique to luxury.
Oh, okay.
We're seeing a similar shift in other industries.
Okay. We'll have to save that for later.
Okay.
But before we move on, I want to pause for a moment and ask you a question.
I'm all ears. What's on your mind?
What about those of us who aren't jetting off to luxury hotels in Mallorca anytime soon?
Right.
Is this idea of AI enhancing human connection relevant to everyday life?
Absolutely. Think about it. We're interacting with AI more and more, even in seemingly mundane tasks, like ordering groceries online, getting recommendations from streaming services. AI is often working behind the scenes.
True.
The question is, can we design these systems in a way that feels more human and less transactional?
Okay, so how could that look in practice? Give me a concrete example.
Okay, imagine a customer service chatbot that can not only answer your questions efficiently, but also recognize when you're frustrated.
Yeah.
And seamlessly transfer you to a human representative who can provide more personalized support.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or think about a fitness app that uses AI to analyze your workout data.
Okay.
And then delivers encouragement from a real coach through voice notes or personalized messages.
Those are great examples.
Yeah.
It's about finding that sweet spot where technology meets human empathy.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's get back to Luxar.
Okay.
We were talking about their focus on solo travelers.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned they offer personalized itineraries.
Mm-hmm.
But can you give me a more specific example of how their AI analyzes someone's preferences to create those bespoke experiences?
Sure. Let's say you're a history buff who also happens to be a foodie.
Okay.
Their AI analyzes your past travel bookings, your social media activity, and maybe even your responses to a pre-trip survey.
Wow.
It picks up on the fact that you've booked historical walking tours in the past.
Okay.
You frequently post pictures of meals at Michelin-starred restaurants.
Sounds like me.
And you've indicated an interest in learning about the history of Mallorcan cuisine.
They're really digging deep to understand their guests.
Yeah, they are.
So what happens next?
So based on that data, their AI might suggest a private tour of Palma's old town with a historian who specializes in the culinary history of the region.
Wow.
Followed by a reservation at a restaurant that serves traditional Mallorcan dishes with a modern twist.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
It's not just about seeing the sights.
Right.
It's about weaving together a narrative that connects with your individual interests and passions.
Exactly. And here's another layer.
Okay.
They're also incorporating local expertise into these personalized itineraries.
Oh, nice.
Instead of just sending you off with a pre-programmed audio guide, they connect you with real people who are passionate about sharing their knowledge and love for their island.
It's like they're curating a human connection for you.
Yeah, kind of. I love that.
And they're doing something similar with their group activities.
Okay.
Instead of the typical generic group tours, they're offering smaller, more curated experiences designed to foster genuine connections.
Give me an example.
Okay. Think about a small group wine tasting at a local vineyard led by a passionate sommelier who shares the stories behind each bottle.
Okay.
Or maybe a group cooking class where you learn to prepare a traditional Mallorcan meal together.
Sounds fun.
Right.
Yeah.
These are activities that encourage conversation, collaboration, and a shared sense of discovery.
It seems like they're really intentional about creating spaces and experiences that encourage those hospitality vibes we talked about earlier.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm guessing they're using their physical spaces to do the same.
You're absolutely right. Their hotels and resorts aren't just places to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to be social hubs.
Yep.
They've got cozy lounges with fireplaces, perfect for striking up conversations, outdoor terraces with stunning views, ideal for sunset cocktails and socializing, and beachfront fire pits where guests can gather under the stars.
Wow, that sounds lovely.
Right.
It's all about fostering those moments of serendipitous connection.
Yeah.
I'm curious, though, they sound like they're going all in on emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
What does that look like in terms of their staff training?
Their staff training is really where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
They're not just teaching their employees to be polite and efficient. They're teaching them to be proactive, empathetic, and genuinely interested in their guests.
So it's not just about delivering a script or following a protocol. It's about reading the room, so to speak.
Exactly. They encourage their staff to go beyond the surface level and really connect with guests on a personal level.
Yeah.
Maybe that means remembering a guest's name and their favorite drink, or anticipating their needs before they even have to ask. Yeah. It's about making guests feel seen and understood.
Okay, but let's be realistic here. How sustainable is this model?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Training staff to that level of emotional intelligence takes time and resources.
It does.
Can they really scale this approach while maintaining that high level of personalization?
That's a great question, and one that I'm sure Luxure's constantly evaluating.
Yeah.
They've chosen to focus on smaller, more intimate properties,
okay,
which allows them to maintain a high staff-to-guest ratio and really invest in personalized service.
So it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
They're prioritizing quality of experience over quantity of guests.
It seems that way, yeah.
But wouldn't this limit their reach?
Possibly.
Could this approach work for larger hotel chains or even other industries?
That's an interesting point. Perhaps their model wouldn't translate directly.
Nope.
But the principles behind it, using AI to empower human connection, are absolutely scalable.
So how could this look in a different setting?
Hmm.
Think about a large conference or event.
Okay.
Organizers could use AI to analyze attendee profiles and interest to facilitate networking opportunities,
mm-hmm,
suggest relevant sessions,
yeah,
and even match attendees with shared interests for coffee breaks or dinners.
That's a really cool idea.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about using AI to break down those barriers to connection and create more meaningful interactions, even in a large-scale setting.
Yeah, sure.
I'm seeing how this concept could have wide-ranging applications.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to the bigger picture.
Great.
The future of AI and its role in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Luxure is just one example of how we can use this powerful technology to enhance human connection, not replace it.
I think that's a key takeaway here.
Yeah.
We often hear about AI as a threat.
Right.
But Luxure is showing us that it can be a powerful tool for creating a more human-centered world.
Exactly. And as AI continues to evolve,
mm-hmm,
it's going to be up to us to ensure that we're using it in a way that serves humanity,
yeah,
not the other way around.
Well, this deep dive has certainly given me a lot to ponder.
Yeah, me too.
What's next for Luxure?
Mm.
Do they have any specific plans for the future, or are they just riding this wave of hospitality vibes for now?
Based on their blog post, it seems like they're not content to rest on their laurels.
Okay.
They're actively exploring new ways to integrate AI and human connection, and they're even.
Okay, before we get lost in all the possibilities for the future, let's bring it back to Luxure.
Right.
What are they doing right now to push things even further?
Well, based on their blog post, it seems like they're not content to rest on their laurels.
Yes.
They're actively exploring new ways to integrate AI and human connection.
Okay.
And they're even experimenting with something called predictive hospitality.
Predictive hospitality.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you've piqued my curiosity.
All right.
What exactly does that entail?
It's about using AI to anticipate a guest's needs and desires before they even arrive.
Okay.
Imagine this. You book a trip to Mallorca with Luxure,
mm-hmm,
and their AI starts analyzing your past travel patterns,
okay,
social media activity, even things like the books you've read or the music you listen to.
So they're building a pretty comprehensive profile of your guests?
Yeah, you could say that.
But what do they do with all that data? How does it translate into a better experience?
Think about it like this.
Right.
Let's say their AI picks up on the fact that you're a big fan of Impressionist art.
Okay.
You've recently been reading books about Spanish history, mm-hmm, and you've posted photos of yourself hiking in scenic landscapes.
So they're getting a pretty good sense of your interests and personality.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And then based on that data, they might arrange for a private tour of a local art museum that houses a collection of Impressionist paintings by Spanish artists.
Oh, wow.
Followed by a guided hike through a scenic mountain pass with breathtaking views. They might even stock your room with books about Spanish history and a curated playlist of Spanish classical music.
Wow, that's next level personalization.
It is.
It's like they're anticipating your every whim before you even step foot on the island.
Right.
But isn't there a risk that it could feel a bit intrusive?
Sure.
Like Big Brother is watching your every move.
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the human element comes in.
Okay.
Luxure emphasizes that all of this data analysis is done with the guest's consent.
Okay.
And they're always transparent about how they're using it.
So it's about giving guests control over their data and ensuring that it's used to enhance their experience, not exploit it.
Precisely.
And remember, this is all about augmenting human intelligence, not replacing it.
Mm-hmm.
Luxure believes that the best travel experiences are created through a harmonious blend of technology and human touch.
It seems like they've found a really interesting balance.
It seems like they're really pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the hospitality industry. But what about the broader implications?
Yeah.
We've talked about how this approach could be applied to other industries. Mm-hmm. Do you see this trend towards AI-powered personalization and human connection becoming more widespread?
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
As AI becomes more sophisticated, we're going to see it integrated into more and more aspects of our lives.
Yeah, that's true.
The key is to ensure that we're using it in a way that benefits humanity.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
But how we choose to use it.
Exactly. We need to be mindful of the ethical implications, prioritize privacy and transparency.
Yeah.
And always remember that technology should be a tool to enhance human connection, not diminish it.
Well, this deep dive has certainly given me a lot to think about.
Me too. It's fascinating stuff.
It's exciting to see companies like Luxure leading the way in this new era of hospitality.
Yeah, they're really pushing the envelope.
And it'll be interesting to see how this trend evolves in the years to come.
I agree. It's an exciting time to be alive and to witness this incredible fusion of technology and human ingenuity.
And to our listener, we hope this deep dive has given you a new perspective on the future of travel and the potential of AI to create more meaningful and human-centered experiences.
I hope so.
What stood out to you the most? As you plan your next trip, how might you seek out those hospitality vibes?
Yeah, good question.
Those moments of genuine connection that make travel so enriching.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you discover. Until next time, keep exploring.